Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you'll need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Cenovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at Cenovus.com. Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Cenovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at Cenovus.com.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hello, and thank you so much for joining us. It is the Friday Night Blonde edition. Very excited to have Wheezy Blonde with us today. Alex Cardozo, unfortunately, out for the night, but what a substitute to come in at the last minute and help us out here. Very excited to welcome. I feel like I should do it like they do Chelsea's intro, because you got like Wheezy Blonde.
I'll take it.
I'll take Samantha.
It's great. It was perfect. We're the dueling blondes tonight.
We are. But before we dive in, we want to thank everyone so much for being here. We'll ask you to get in your super chats and your humper chats at humperchats.com to get your question or statement read on air. We'll also ask you to leave a thumbs up on this video to help people find us in the algorithm. And of course, to subscribe to FightfulSelect.com. I said, Sean, is there any news going up on Fightful Select you want me to plug? And he said, there is some Becky Lynch news. And I said, Becky Lynch news? Contract news on a weekend in this economy? My God. So keep an eye out to FightfulSelect.com. Also, take a minute to put over the Fightful Select Discord. I was in there doing a Q&A for ROH on Thursday. Had a great time. It was fun to answer some people's questions about the product. We also fantasy booked a bunch of stuff. It was a whole bunch of fun, a very non-toxic environment to hang out in on the Fightful Select Discord. Best scoops in the game, best $5 you could spend. But I'm so excited to be joined by Wheezy. Wheezy, how are you tonight?
I'm good. I'm in a silly, goofy mood. We had a pretty good stream. I had a great episode of SmackDown. So I'm feeling good, man.
This is extremely serious review show. So no, I'm just kidding.
Okay, I'll tone it down.
We are the goofiest, silliest people over here. So goofy, in fact, I thought about possibly pulling up all of your animal puns that you had on Twitter for no other reason.
Drew Quackentire was my co-host today on my stream.
Drew Quackentire.
Yeah.
What a gentleman.
I asked his opinion on a lot of the things that happened. He just complained and cried a lot. It's fine.
It happens. Honestly, if he's not crapping all over your desk. I feel like that is a W, but we've already got some chats rolling in from our supportive crew here at Fightful. Sam saying, so incredibly proud of you, Weezy, and Kate, you are the coolest too. Well, thank you so much. We appreciate the kind words. We also get Ryan Lambert saying, we get the good hair gang and Kate and Weezy today.
I like
absolutely that. Love it. We're going to talk about this in a little more detail, but Taylor Cannon, who's always so supportive of us, saying, hello, everyone. Got to say, not a fan of having your newly crowned women's tag champs competing in the qualifying matches for Queen of the Ring. Just weird to me. We're going to get into all of that and more. So much to talk about with this episode of SmackDown. What's crazy is with this PLE cycle, I feel like very quickly we move on to the next PLE. Like, it feels like we just came out of one and now we're already building to another one in 2 weeks. Yeah, 2 weeks. So next week is another go home already. So they got to throw some stuff together quick. More love coming in from Van Twinblade saying, bangs, bangs, gang. Buns up. I love it. Also, I can't believe that the Bloodline did a final dance scene for the full Monty. Not really, but I'd pay to see that. Not a bad call. Not a bad call there. But let's dive into some SmackDown. Keep those super chats and humper chats coming. As we talk about the beginning of SmackDown, we have Nick Aldis here at the top of the show.
Nicholas the Prickles. You have to call him by his correct name. Nicholas the Prickles.
I'm sorry. Nicholas the Prickles.
Come on now.
I got to say, I kind of like that he rules SmackDown with a firm hand here. I like Nick Aldis in this role. But he brings out Cody to a monstrous reaction as always. And he sneaks in a never a small thing to raise your hand against AJ Styles. If you are an Impact lore pervert, you know that Aldis pinned AJ Styles and Impact to send AJ out of the company. And he announces Logan Paul as Cody's next challenger. And before we dive into the rest of the segment, I just want your thoughts on Logan Paul getting named on the challenger here.
When he first came out, I was kind of like, I'm not a huge fan of the idea of doing any kind of double titles again at the moment. I feel like we did it for in a row for so long that I'm really burnt out on it. I don't like the idea of it. I don't like the idea of Cody holding both the US title and the WWE Championship at the same time. I think it's goofy. I think it's weird. But as they were interacting with each other, I feel like I'm like, okay, it's fine. I have to remind myself that I do like Logan Paul, but initially it feels kind of cracky. It feels kind of like here you go.
Yeah. It's tough. Cause I think he's a suitable person to take a loss at the Saudi Arabia pay-per-view, right? Sure. He's someone that's a huge name. That's kind of the stuff that they brought him in here to do. The only thing with Logan Paul is the last time he was in Saudi Arabia, he lost to Roman Reigns. So it does kind of feel like we are getting that kind of over and over again. Some more love from Maddie coming in saying, hi to my faves. Just want to say you all are great. Well, thank you so much.
Thank you. You're great too, Maddie.
Kind of words. But let's dive in to the rest of this promo a little bit. Because as you said, this kind of picked up when they started to talk about it a little bit.
Yep.
It is just crazy that we're building to another defense on a PLE in 2 weeks. So I get why Logan Paul's the guy here. But Cody asks what Logan wants to talk about. He toys with him a little bit and says that they're going to kick off the Logan Paul Levesque era. And I appreciated the wordplay there as a pun enthusiast, as I know you are as well.
Very Becky Lynch. I like it.
It is very much in the stylings of one Rebecca Lynch. But Logan does point out that he's the longest reigning champion. He calls himself the greatest attraction in the company, that he had the best rookie year of all time and is a superstar. Some of that is true. and he says that Cody might have won WrestleMania, but all everybody was talking about is his streaming buddy, IShowSpeed, and his drink. And 3 years ago, he and Cody both debuted at WrestleMania on the same night, and Logan has been the one fueling the company ever since. And the story that he finished isn't even his story. Now, kind of a lot to unpack there from Logan Paul. I did appreciate that he pointed out that they debuted on the same night. I kind of completely forgot about that, that was right. All in the same WrestleMania. I don't buy into the nobody is talking about Cody Rhodes thing, but I think that's like, I'm a heel and I'm a liar thing. I don't think we're supposed to believe that. I think that's just heel work being heel work. What did you think of Logan Paul's part of this before we get into Cody's response?
I enjoyed it. I felt like as I was watching it, I felt like it was going a little long and he just was kind of like trying to grab attention, grab some heat from the crowd and some of the things that he was saying, especially personally for him to be like, you know, all anyone was talking about was, you know, me and I show speed. And I pointed out, and while we were watching, I was just like, I didn't know who that was. Yeah. I'm an old person. I don't know who that was.
Yeah, I don't know the Logan. Like, I don't.
No, I don't either. Like, half my chat at the time was like, oh, it's KSI. I'm like, that's not this. This one is smaller. Like, no. yeah. Not the same person. So I can buy into. I can buy into it. I can buy into it with the things that he's saying as he was going on. But I'm just still hung up. There's only so much they can do with it being 2 weeks away. So I understand, like you said, why Logan is the guy. Get why Logan is the guy. I just, it's happening so fast. It's just happening so fast.
It is. It's all happening so fast. And to your point, I think the crowd was reacting like that too. Like, I think everybody was kind of like, oh,
Logan the whole Paul. Front. You could totally tell because there was one, like, they were like, okay.
Yeah. And it felt like because they were so caught off guard, it almost felt like Logan Paul couldn't really get his heat in. Like, it felt like things weren't landing because of that.
No, for sure.
But this does make sense, right? He is the longest reigning champion. That was a fair point. He is someone that, at a pay-per-view that doesn't really move things forward that much, is a solid choice as well. My thing is, we just got to get Cody into a program with some heat on it because it didn't feel like the AJ Styles one had a lot of heat after. So once we clear this out, let's get like a good Cody feud going. And the other part of this was they hinted at it being title for title, but they never actually said.
No clarification.
Yeah.
Thank you. I'm glad I'm not crazy because I think I was asking multiple times, like, wait, okay, is this title for title? Is it, what are we doing here? So I don't know that there was any actual like concrete answer on that.
Yeah, I'm wondering if that's going to be something that comes into play as a Logan heel, like Logan Paul heel tactic at some point of like, I goaded you into putting your title on the line, but I never said I was gonna. But for tonight, it just made things really muddy. It just made things really muddy. But Ricardo saying, just popping in to support you. Love you, Kate. Well, Ricardo, we love you around these parts too. Thank you so much. A lot more people joining now than at the top of the show. So I'll just remind you to get in your super chats, get in your Humper Chats at humperchats.com. We got lovely Wheezy Blonde here.
Hi, friends.
Hello. I stole her from her own Twitch stream is what happened.
She pressured me into it.
I did.
Against my will. I'm kidding. I'm not. I agreed to this. I clicked the link.
It is filmed. It is on camera that you agreed to do this, but I did. I never asked somebody on a Twitch stream to come onto my stream before, but here we are. Bad Robot saying, hello, favorite post show, and welcome, Wheezy. You come up on my Instagram reels, and you're great, Kate. I also love Nick Aldis and how he rules SmackDown with a firm fist by using the code FIFO. Well, thank you. Thank you so much for that. Sam saying, there wasn't any clarification, but Cody teased Cody two belts on Twitter. Yeah.
Please, God, no.
There.
No. No.
I'm kind of hoping this is Logan just being like, I tricked you into putting your title on the line and didn't put mine on the line.
That hadn't even crossed my mind, but that's a really good point. And I hope that that's the case too. Sneaky Logan.
I don't know if he's that sneaky or I'm that desperate for it not to be title for title, but we've got another week. We've got another week until that comes into play. But that was kind of our opening segment. It did take a good chunk of the show. And up front, that was about a 20 minute opener, maybe 25 minutes. It was about a half hour before we got. Yeah. It took a while for us to get into the first match. And before we do, we do have Kayla backstage with AJ. He's kind of just pumping up his match later and talking about his fantastic match at Backlash, other than Cody kicking out of a burning hammer at one. That won't sit right with me, but the rest of that match, absolutely incredible. AJ says that he had Cody dead to rights, but the Backlash crowd distracted him with all that singing. Kind of love that as a heel.
I know, right? Like, no, the singing sucked. I hated it.
Exactly. Like, even the adoration, I still don't love you. But he should be the one taking on Logan, he says. And next time he meets Cody, he's going to beat him. But tonight, he's going to take a step toward winning King of the Ring. Well, we'll just see about that, AJ. Any thoughts on that promo? Seemed like pretty standard fare from where I was sitting.
No, it was pretty straightforward. I just started singing, and I was kind of hoping that the crowd would maybe at least give like a la 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 or something, but it never happened. So, boo.
I was wondering if that was going to be one of those things that follows him, but I think it's too unfamiliar and long of a song for people to grasp and take somewhere.
I can't grasp that. I don't know how to pronounce it. That's fine.
Yeah, we're just dumb Americans over here. Right. But we do the we do the best we can. We got another chat from Nasir Alexander saying, Cody Two Belts, I don't care. Here's my thing about Cody Two Belts. We just got out of an era to what you were saying earlier of unified tag champion, and it dominated so much of the show with an absent champion. Like, I don't know if I need more belts consolidated to one act again. And I also feel like it kind of wastes the handoff of Logan Paul to the next person, because Cody just doesn't need it. And if the idea is Logan Paul's bringing in so much publicity, why not hand it off to LA Knight? Why not hand it off to Santos Escobar, somebody in that mid-card picture? Why not give it to Kevin Owens? Kevin Owens deserves the world, in my opinion. But if not Cody, who would you like to see that U.S. title go to?
If not Cody? LA Knight was one that I had thought of. I've been saying that for months, though. I am hoping that whatever they're doing with this, leading into the Saudi show, I'm hoping that it's just building bricks for whatever they're going to do at SummerSlam, since it's in Cleveland, and whatever they're going to have Logan do there. I'm sure that this has to be some kind of shenanigans. I'm really on board with that now. Like, whatever the shenanigans is going to lead to what we're doing at SummerSlam. So.
I think so, too. And with LA Knight, that was my pick, too. And I'm wondering if he, even though he's a face and I wouldn't love this, if he comes in and costs.
Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Synovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at synovus.com.
When you need to work quickly and confidently across different apps and platforms, consistent quality communication is key. Whether you're writing documents, emails, or presentations, you need Grammarly. It's an AI writing partner that helps you get your work done faster with better writing. It's always there to help because it works where you work, across 500,000 apps and websites, so you can get more done no matter where you're writing. Grammarly is the gold standard of responsible AI, trusted by millions of professionals for 15 years. It gives you personalized writing suggestions based on your audience, goals, and context, plus tone suggestions to help you navigate even the most difficult work conversations. 96% of users agree Grammarly helps them craft more impactful writing. Sign up and download Grammarly for free at grammarly.com/podcast. That's grammarly.com/podcast. Grammarly. Easier said, done.
Logan Paul, because he could say that he didn't have a fair shot at the title because he faced Roman Reigns, right? And there was all that interference. Why should Logan get a fair shot at the title and set that up? So I'm intrigued. I'm intrigued to see where that goes, but I'm with you. It feels like the LA Knight train is the way it should go.
I just had like a of something that I'd said though too. What if it's Braun Strowman? Because he had come in and was wreaking havoc when he came back. Ooh.
Could be Braun Strowman. That would be a really fun way. Yeah, Braun Strowman just kicking Logan Paul all around and Logan Paul being able to sell for him, I think could be something that's very fun. Tweezy cardio, if you know, you know. Well, I half know because I know that she is a bodybuilding goddess.
It's a running joke in our stream where anytime anyone's breathing a little heavy, we just say they need to do more cardio, because we just make fun of everyone that made fun of The Rock cardio. When they said he needed to do more cardio. We just make fun of people over there. I'm sorry.
You don't have to apologize. That's what this wonderful community is all about, is being extremely silly. We are big proponents of being very silly around these parts. But We move on to our first match. It's a Queen of the Ring tournament match between Naomi and Nia Jax. And I thought there was a lot of fun moments in this match. There were times where it felt like maybe Nia was not as quick or mobile, but it's kind of hard to keep up with Naomi sometimes.
She was flopping around the ring.
She really was.
Oh, yeah.
She really was. And what I loved for Naomi in this is so many times she's like the power and the strength and the acrobatics. With Nia, you had someone in there who was stronger than her, right? So it's kind of a different type of matchup. But you get a super kick from Naomi here. You have two super kicks,
multiples,
actually.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then Nia countering with the power bomb and a running leg drop, followed up by the Annihilator for the win for Nia. My only complaint with this is it kind of feels like both of these women needed wins. And it's a tournament, so it is what it is. But I felt like Nia, coming into a new brand, really needed this win to establish herself. But Naomi's taken a lot of losses up front here. She had the big WrestleMania moment. She lost in the triple threat with Bayley. Kind of, I mean, she was the one that took the pin, right, to protect Naomi, right, or to protect Tiffany, rather. And she lost when she was first coming back. So I would like to see Naomi kind of get on a track here and get some wins and feel like her wins are matching how important she's presented in this division. But this match was all right. There was some fun power work from Nia in here. Man, that Heat Seeker was so much fun. The split leg and moonsault from Naomi is just always so incredible. But what did you think of our Queen of the Ring women's tournament match here?
I love both of them. I am certified Nia Jax fan. I feel like I've been a Nia Jax fan for a while. So it was actually really cute to see my stream being like, wow, Nia's actually growing on me. Nia's growing on me. I'm like, good. She should be. I do agree with you, though, that, you know, I feel like I was rooting for both of them. I didn't necessarily know who, you know, I would have been fine with either outcome. I am just hoping that whatever is next for Naomi, she's kind of on the up and up. Like, they're going to, you know, at least take the losses that she's had and let her turn that into something that she can run with in some capacity. Cause I would like, I need to see her. I need to see her with some wins for sure. And if it's not the Queen of the Ring tournament, that's fine, but put her in something else.
Agreed. Agreed. I hope she's in a program where she gets to come out on top. Sam saying to Weezy, see, now this is Laura. I am very much up on that. Bum Waller wasn't on tonight, thankfully. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Because he didn't want me talking crap about him, pretty much. He doesn't show up to work.
He fears you, right? Yeah, I think that's like the only conclusion that you can draw from this is that
becoming a common thing. They're just scared of me. That's fine. You should.
Yeah. Like Dijak is like ratio and then runs away.
Like nothing. Like, silence. Like, that's right. I win.
Yeah, of course. It can't spell Weezy without W, right? I mean, come on. Some good stuff in our women's opener here. Guys, get in those super chats. Get in those humper chats. Fan Twin Blade asking how much the Bangs gang shirts will be. I should do that. I should, because my
The bangs are banging. I like the bangs.
Thank you. It's kind of what I feel like it's become an unintentional signature. It's been years now of me having bangs and people just like sending in money to talk about them. So I appreciate that. And I feel like I should get to make some money with my own t-shirt. Why are my bangs doing so much work out here for Fightful when I could be out on my own shilling for myself? No, I'm just kidding.
You should. Bang shill.
Bangs gang. I'm going to get all of your t-shirts. I'm going to have my own stable here. But we move along to this Baron Corbin interview with Byron Saxton. Corbin saying that he found himself in NXT, which I like because that feels true in a sense. I was just really a fan of the tag team work that we were getting out of him before they split up. So I kind of feel like he might be lost in the shuffle again. But he seemed like a really good fit to come in here and work Carmelo Hayes. So Carmelo walks in here and Corbin, he starts making fun of Corbin and tells him that he should withdraw because he's going to run circles around him, which sends us to break and we get a DIY video package. Not a ton in that. So I'm going to talk about the match and then I'll let you
go. I was yapping during it. I missed some of it. I think I had it muted. I was yapping.
Not a ton there. It was just Baron Corbin kind of reestablishing himself, I think, on the roster. But this match I actually thought was very fun for how much time it didn't get. Really good chemistry between these two. You get Absolutely. A back crush, a black crush suplex into a cutter from Corbin, and Hayes countering the end of days with the small package. I am a believer that the deep six is a better finisher. That is just me. I feel like it should be a finisher. It never is. I think it has more potential there, but some really, really fun stuff in there. Our regular mod is out today, but he would definitely be talking about this La Mystica face buster that we got from Hayes, dodging the deep six, able to get in a Death Valley driver and a suplex that was supposed to be a brainbuster, I think. But I really thought they had limited time and did a lot of really fun work in that time and had a great showing. So good stuff. Right man advanced. I would like to see Baron Corbin feel important since he just got drafted again. But Hayes moving on kind of seemed like the obvious call here.
Yep. And I don't know. My heart broke for Corbin, though. My heart broke for Corbin. He was standing in the middle of the ring and just was like, I can't believe it's just, he's right back at square one. He's right back at square one. It's just like it was when he was on the main roster the first time. And now here he is again. And I just want better for him. I want to be able to cheer Corbin, you know, I want to be able to cheer him because I do like him, but you know, in the circumstances of him being bum ass Corbin and him being the big bald wolf and all these things, I've gone to all these shows and I've had to boo him. I want to be able to cheer for Baron Corbin. He deserves it. He deserves his flowers. I agree with you. He was doing great with his tag work down at NXT. Like I was like, yes, Corbin. And now to be seen, it's his first match back, but
yeah. Yeah. So I agree with you. There's kind of like on the other side, we were just talking about the women's side, like Naomi should get some wins and feel important. Baron Corbin coming into this brand, hopefully to get some wins. I feel important. $2 for Kate's microphone installation fund. I can't hear myself in my headphones, so I never know how my audio sounds.
Oh, that would drive me crazy. Yeah.
Yeah, it's kind of annoying. But I do have more improvements to the setup along the way. I didn't have working internet for like 65 years. So
65 years.
That it might be. My internet was going into retirement until it started working. So office setup is coming along.
DSL dial up.
Just optimum being optimum, really. Just not great. Not great options here where I am in Jersey. But Meet Norma saying, meet here to support women. Let's crank. Hi, Wheezy.
Oh, Meet Normus. Meet Normus.
He's the best. We love him. And let's crank, of course, of Virgil lore with Sean, where Sean tried to book him for an interview and he responded, let's crank. And Sean was like, I don't quite know what that means, but all right.
Yes.
So more love for us and Baron Corbin. We're making more money than Baron Corbin. That's all I'll say. So that's how people should be looking at their programs, the value that Wheezy brings. I feel like she should be at WWE in no time. But we got, hey, Kate. Hey, Wheezy. I thought Baron Corbin looked great tonight. By the way, Jey Uso versus Gunther, the post-SmackDown match. It's just me, Uso. Interesting. Gunther, a Raw star, should be working.
Jey Uso. That was one of my works of art. Jey Uso.
What just kicked this off? Because I only saw... We're going to pause. We're going to take a break. We're going to talk about Drew Quackentire, who's sitting behind you, in this thread of animal wrestler puns, which is something that I held very dear to my heart, because as you got tagged in, Alex Pulaski and I do puns every Tuesday on the Tuesday night show that are wrestling related and another topic. But it all started because Alex called Duke Hudson Duck Hudson by accident.
Oh, you did tell me this.
And I was like, is there more waterfowl puns in this world? My goodness. How did this get started with you?
Not the waterfowl. So the place that I get my coffee at every morning, it's like in this like little marshy area, and there's this goose there every morning. And that morning I had taken a picture of the goose because he's just chilling and just waddling up and he's just domesticated and he doesn't bother anybody. So I just took a picture of him and I was on, you know, X or Twitter or whatever. And I'm like, what can I post? And I saw the picture of the goose. I'm like, post. I said, this goose is at the coffee shop every morning. What do I name him? And one of the first two comments was somebody that said, Jey Uso. And I was like, that's it. I don't need any more names. This is Jey Uso. And then I'm delirious and sleep deprived and laying in bed. And I'm like, I'm going to Photoshop a goose with yeet glasses on it. So then I found yeet glasses. I photoshopped them. I put them on the goose and then I posted it. And that's Jay Gusso. It's just me, Goose. And then people were replying and being like, do this person. And so I was thinking about other animals that I could, you know, attribute to other wrestlers. And Drew Quackentire was the next one, you know, going along with, you know, waterfowl and animals. And
it's a runaway train once it starts. That's
I put a sword learned. On him and a leather kilt and a box of tissues, and I sent it.
There it is. And then by the end of it, it was Die Jackass. So
Die Jackass, yep, that's a good one. He still hasn't replied to it either, so I win.
There you go.
Ratio.
That's exactly what happened. So follow her on X is what I'm saying, because you don't want to miss that thread. It was incredible work. It was incredible work. If I bet all my money in the world, I would not have thought that that's what I would be seeing at all. Did not think that that would be coming across my timeline. But if I did want to place bets, if I did want to place bets on silly things, but I wanted to be educated when I made those bets, I would go to BetOnline.ag. Because they've got the earliest lines and the most informed decisions in the game.
What's up, you guys? Sean Ross Sapp, Fightful, here to tell you about BetOnline.ag. The highest credit card acceptance industry-wide, 25-plus year track record, safe and secure online environments, payouts in minutes, the fastest in the industry. You can bet big with their high limits and rebet functionality, the earliest line, so odds open before the competition, the industry's best bonuses on every qualifying deposit, and we're talking on everything. Wrestling, they got it. MMA, they got it. Boxing, they got it. But hey, you know what? I know we're Fightful. We don't just live for that. Football, basketball, baseball, hockey, racing, esports, anything you can think of. Not only that, this is exclusively where Fightful gets our lines from. If you hear us talking about lines on a prediction show or on our post shows, it is always from BetOnline.ag. Please bet responsibly and only bet what you can. BetOnline.ag.
You're muted, Kate. Oh. Oh,
so there it is. What happens is sometimes that video lags. It's only that ad now. It's so weird. But it lags, I just get a frozen image of Sean's face like this.
Oh, no. Oh,
my mic is still stuck. But we got people in the chat saying, I use BetOnline.ag. Well, we thank you. And even if you're not a betting person, we ask that you go and you let BetOnline.ag know that you found out about them through us, because they've made a big investment in us. We ask that you use them for your betting needs. And even if don't, just be like, hey, I found out about you through Fightful. There were these blonde girls chatting at me about wrestling and they talked to me about you. So there you go. There you go.
The Dueling Blondes, the blonde duo.
That's us. Blonde Bombshell Friday. Blonde Girly Pumps. What's going on? But we'll move along. I really liked that match between Corbin and Hayes. The only thing that was tricky with it to me was I felt like Carmelo Hayes actually didn't get a ton of offense in. And if he was going to win, you want Corbin to be established in that loss. But I just don't want him going the chicken shit heel route, because he's like cocky, arrogant, stands on his words kind of guy.
Yeah, so, I'm with you on that, actually.
I don't want it to be a habit, but I get why they did it tonight, for sure.
For sure.
But we move backstage with Miss Bailey, the talk of everybody's graphics. They want her on graphics on shows she's not even on, which cracked me up. They were like, where is she? And I was like, this is the Raw graphic. Why is everybody freaking out? But she's backstage with Kayla talking about Queen of the Ring. And she said she's curious to see how Jade Cargill does. And Chelsea Green and Piper Niven are here. And Chelsea swears up and down that Piper is going to beat Jade tonight. And since she's your best friend, I'll just throw it over to you. Your doppelganger. I would confuse you two if I saw you in the same gear. My goodness. What did you think of our little backstage here?
I enjoyed it. I think it's interesting that she pointed out Jade. that Bailey is pointing out Jade and wanted to see where Jade goes. So I think that's interesting to note. Chelsea Green was giving Xenon girl of the 21st century vibes with like the foil pants and like the cool sunglasses. So, you know, girl of the future, very 90s with her little space buns. I loved it. So I am loving the dynamic still between Chelsea and Piper. And I think also like going into the match though, I think it's interesting that we had Chelsea on Tuesday at NXT having a lengthy banger of a match, in my opinion, between her and Perez, and then having Piper in a match with Jade Cargill tonight, and also me thinking she had a really, really great showing. It was one of my favorite matches of the night.
Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Synovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at synovus.com.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Both of those girlies looking strong, even though, you know, Chelsea, she just had her guard off, okay? She got caught off guard, okay? She had every right to slap Jade Cargill. She had every right to slap Jade Cargill.
Those are strong words.
It was warranted. It was totally warranted. I mean, Jade had no right being out there looking amazing in her lime green. Her gear is always so phenomenal. You know, how dare she have such great gear? Chelsea was just like, no, I'm the star.
I appreciate and I respect that your reasoning is like, no, it's my gear that is the gear that people should be talking about.
How dare she try to take that title away from her? Like, no.
She's like, I put in all this effort. I have my space buns. How dare you try it out, Shivy? But let's talk about this match a little bit. We get Piper Niven avoiding Jade and landing a headbutt in the corner that looked really, really nasty. Goes for the cannonball and hits it for a two count, but Piper goes up, but Jade pulling her down and hitting that pump kick, the Jaded to follow, very impressive with the Jaded on Piper. But I actually thought that Piper did an incredible job in this match. I liked the rope choking spot that we got as well that set up Chelsea's interference here. I thought that was really cute. Honestly, with the shoe, like, what are we doing, right? It's like that Austin Powers, honestly, who throws a shoe thing. But I really liked what we saw out of Piper Niven in this. I think she's so great. And Jade being a little bit newer to this than Piper Niven is, I thought she did a really good job because there are some stylistic limitations, I think, still in place with Jade Cargill. And when Jade meets someone her size, that's a different in-ring challenge than she's really had before. We haven't seen a lot of Jade versus someone of her strength and size or even bigger. So this was, I thought, really, really well done. I thought that Piper especially was like able to hold her hand through this in a really, really good way. And I like the dynamic that we're getting with Piper and Chelsea. There were some really fun Ariana Grace segments, though, speaking to that NXT appearance, that have people kind of calling for that. And not just calling for Ariana Grace and Chelsea, but for you to get involved in that, I think.
Oh, boy. That's terrible.
And Ariana. Can you cry very comically and exaggerated?
First of all, those were tears of between both of them having their dreams ripped away from them unfairly. That was actually a very, you know, a intimate moment between the two of them. They just had, you know, one of the worst nights of their career, and NXT had the audacity to film them crying.
That's true.
And then post it on their social media accounts without asking them or giving any amount of sympathy, making a mockery of them in their distress.
Find you a friend that gets in the boat with you the same way that Weezy gets in the boat with Chelsea Green and Ariana Grace. That's all I'll say. Find a best friend that does that for you, okay? That's all I'm saying. Me, Norma said, Weezy is one of us, Kate. Bring her in on Tuesdays. I think Weezy is maybe too normal for Tuesdays, but we will keep an eye out for opportunities to bring her back. Tuesdays are a very special animal that involves a lot of singing and very weird jokes.
Oh, I love names.
But I love to sing. Well, maybe we'll all get the time. Can you sing in a wrestling impression?
Yes.
Oh my God. Okay. Well, now I do know wrestling my impressions too.
We're learning things about each other. I do impressions of all of them.
I love this for us. We're gonna keep this going. We're gonna keep Weezy on the Fightful train whenever we can get her in. But Will saying, I love the Piper versus Jade match. Jade did a blue thunderbomb. Yeah, things looked really good in this. This was
didn't feel clunky. I don't think it felt clunky at all. I felt like it moved really, really well. I think they complimented each other well despite experience and size difference. I thought they did great.
I think it helped with the pacing. I think it's very, very easy to rush. So when you have someone that's also kind of your same stature on the other side of things, I think it helps the pace move a little naturally. And I think Piper is a ring general in there. I think she does a good job. Well, here's one of our bits, Miss Weezy. I've been asking Bobby Lashley to send me a suit for months, okay? He always has these incredible looking suits. Not once. Never responded to anything. Never favorited a tweet. Not an inkling of, sure, Kate, I'll send you a suit. Because there was an episode where he came out with a rack of them for the Street Profits. And that's I was right. Like, yep. You can send me one. That's not going to hurt if you send me one. But since Bobby won't help you with the suit, maybe Jade will send you some of her gear. Very kind of you. I don't have quite the physique that Jade does. I'm very close. I'm very, very close to Jade's physique.
Me too.
I'm so close to looking like I am carved out of marble.
Yeah, I'm a statue. Yes.
Yeah, I'm very similar. I think she's just like an inch taller than me. That's the only difference between the two of us, though, for sure. For sure. Ryan Sully saying, seems Bailey isn't defending her title at Queen and King of the Ring. So it makes me think she's defending at, which one is
CAGC? Clash at the Castle.
Clash at the Castle. Cassie. Oh, she absolutely should because she's so over in Europe. Who do you see her facing? Piper would be fun. Piper would be very fun for Clash at the Castle. Interesting to see because it does feel like maybe we're moving away from this tag team, right? It feels like maybe Piper and Chelsea are going in different directions. Piper would be a really fun choice. Piper would be a really fun choice. Norma said, Kate, you're 10 push-ups away. That's it. Do you know what? It could be true because you know how many push-ups I can do? Zero right now. So all good on that front. But really fun match. Any other thoughts on it? You made it very clear how you have felt about Chelsea this week. But any other comments on the match or you want to move along here?
No.
Okay. We will move along to Shinsuke Nakamura. No, it doesn't have the same ring. We get a video package, though.
That's right. He's so dark and serious and speaking in his native language, and you're just like, Shinsuke Nakamura.
Destroy
you all.
Literally, he says he's here to destroy everyone. He will be the pinnacle of SmackDown, and no one is safe. Everything on SmackDown is about to change and will never be the same again. Need him to back it up. I thought maybe King of the Ring would be a great way to do that, but he doesn't seem to have entered that. Maybe they thought he's not going to win it, so we don't want him to lose in the process, and we'll just put him in a different feud that he can win. I love these vignettes. We have not seen the booking follow through to back up his assertions that he's one of the best. I would love that for him.
There's been no follow through.
There has not. There's been a lot of
he's all high talk. Quality. He's all talk right now, and I like prove it, buddy.
I'm with you. He's had some very high quality losses, but losses nonetheless.
For sure.
And You know what high quality losses make you? A big what? Loser. A big loser. So great at losing. We get kind of this jobber entrance for Candace LeRae, and that kind of bugs me, to be honest. I wish that she had a little bit more respect on her name right now, because we have her facing Bianca Belair in a very fast match that was less than 3 minutes. And I don't understand why Candace LeRae is losing so quickly when she has Indy Hartwell in her corner and is so great. But the work that they did in the 3 minutes, pretty good, because Indy gets a cheap shot on the leg of Bianca Belair, and you see Candace immediately go to work over that leg. So I like that even if they're not being a tag team, they are being an alliance. But you get the follow-away slam from Bianca. Candace gets a suplex in here and a chop and senton, but Belair catches her with that KOD for the win. Not a lot to talk about because it was 3 minutes. They did good work in the 3 minutes, but I just don't understand why Candace is in a position to essentially get squashed if we're trying to make her feel like a badass here.
The only thing that I had said after the match finished was I wish, I mean, and this is me being cracky, but I wish that Indy would have, like, I don't know, got in the ring and, like, kind of tried to, like, stretch some of that kind of badassery that she's flexing with right now. You know, she's still getting used to that. I wish she would have came in and, like, maybe tried to come at Bianca, and she didn't have to be successful. But
sure,
I would have liked to see that, a little bit of fire, and maybe try to help out with the loss from Candace.
I think that's a fair thing. Either a post-match beatdown so that Bianca is compromised, or a little bit stronger interference there, but that's all she kind of wrote for that woman's Queen of the Ring match. But that's not all she wrote for NordVPN, because Lord knows we've got pay-per-views. We're trying to catch up on the initialisms for all these. Clash at the Castle, CATC, KQOTR. We got all sorts of stuff going on around here, but the best way to save money, because we know AEW is killing you with those pay-per-view prices too. We've got those coming up all the time, every month. You need NordVPN, not only to keep you secure, but to maybe help you travel to other places, you know, and save a little bit money if you need to take a trip to Lithuania where the pay-per-views are a little bit cheaper.
Buying pay-per-views on NordVPN.com/Fightful is going to enhance your pay-per-view buying process. Now, one subscription to NordVPN has so many different benefits, but if you're a big pay-per-view buyer like myself, UFC, boxing, pro wrestling, all that good stuff, any combination of the three, if they're doing a fight circus or something like that, this subscription will pay for itself after one or two pay-per-view buys. Change your virtual location, pay for it at the prices that other people are paying for it in the UK, in Australia, etc., etc. And you can get different interfaces. Maybe you don't like Peacock and you want to check out the WWE Network the way that it used to be, the way that it was designed to be, the easy navigation, so on and so forth. Maybe you want to watch AEW without commercials. Maybe there's some other overseas services that you can't subscribe to and you want access to them. NordVPN.com/Fightful gives you that with a great deal and a 30-day money-back guarantee. Even better, 24/7 tech support. So if you have trouble navigating any of it, they can help you out. Fastest VPN on the planet, NordVPN.com/Fightful.
NordVPN, the best VPN in the game. All right, don't be a nerd. Be a Nord. Guys, how awesome is Wheezy been tonight? She's killing it. We're having so much fun. And you're all blonde Friday night. Guys, getting those super chats and humper chats as we're coming down to the last two matches of the night. We'll also remind you to subscribe to FightfulSelect.com. Becky Lynch news on the way. Keep tuned to that. Head over there. Join the Fightful Discord. Talk with normal people instead of weirdos who think my boss said himself cheese on the internet. Absolute psychopaths out there, but not in our Discord. We don't have any of that riffraff. All right. We keep
that's it lovely. Good.
On par with some level of normalcy, but so much going on back there too. You've got Sean's Q&A show, which I think is one of the most valuable things that you can have behind the paywall. It's so helpful. You get bonus episodes of most podcasts. You get Q&As. Last week while Sean was out, you had me and Alex do one. You had Cam and Joel do one. Ask Rhapsody every other week. Tons of stuff going on at FightfulSelect.com. You also get Alex Pulaski and I and whatever the hell we do behind the paywall as well. For pay-per-views, we offer an alternative post-show to what is on the main channel, except for NXT, where we are on the main channel. And we do your Sour Grapes Fightful Select review every Monday night. Normally, we have a Collision review. I'm doing commentary tomorrow, so not so much tomorrow, but we also are colliding back there on AEW Saturdays, though they've had a very weird schedule as well with all of the sports playoffs. Mm-hmm. Well, RIP Angelo Dawkins. He was in this match and then he died. RIP. This was a rough one. I knew that was going to happen, though. We did. I hate, you know.
I just feel bad because, you know, it's like their dad was gone, you know, like Bobby wasn't there, you know, and it just was so sad.
It was really sad. And I think that was part of the story here was I don't think Bobby Lashley gets treated like this, right? Like, I don't think he gets smooshed in the same way. So I think Bobby Lashley being out might be something that we play with here as we could have that trio versus a trio here, right? Lots of fun possibilities. Baloa posting Ford and Solo wiping him out with a Samoan spike. Tonga then getting the flatliner for the win. Shocking to see interference for the bloodline, I know. But a new bloodline here.
I can't believe it. No way.
You know a huge Tonga Loa stan from what I heard. But the internet was so mad at you for not knowing.
I love everybody. Oh my God. I love my job. It's so much fun.
Yeah, so much fun, and Tonga.
Listen, we've been bros for like ever.
Yeah,
I know everything about him.
Oh, you like wrestling? Name everybody from New Japan.
What do you mean you don't know who Tonga Loa is? Look,
especially when I think most of us were expecting Jacob Fatu. Let's be real. Like, if somebody was going to come in,
that was part of the problem.
We were like, it's Jacob.
And then it got closer and it was like, wait, no, it's not.
I told
my
Weezy,
bad. I'm sorry.
I told Weezy we usually go like an hour 15, but I think we should sit here while she names every wrestler to prove that she likes wrestling. Your thoughts?
Sure, I can do it. I can do it.
Name every wrestler. Name everybody that was in Bullet Club or you're not a real fan.
Name every promotion in the Southern Hemisphere of the West Indies part of the Indian Ocean.
Name every Indian below the Mason-Dixon line, or you hate wrestling.
Like, you guys are too much. I just, oh my God. My God, how do you do this?
Sam, I'm unhinged literally all the time. Sam Singh, as Weezy said on the stream earlier, Tama Tonga looks like Donnie from the Wild.
I did do that.
You're not wrong.
So it wasn't even so much that he looks like Donnie from the Wild Thornberrys. It was more in the segment where they were Paul Heyman. Okay, they were all talking. Where he was standing behind them, and he's like barks, and I'm sure that's something that he's done, but he's like growling. He was like sounding angry, like he was a rabid dog, and so. When he came out, I was like, you know, it clicked. I'm like, you know what he reminds me of? Donnie from the Wild Thornberrys. Because Donnie would, you know, roll up and just be like, you know, and do all that crazy stuff. And that's what it reminded me of.
I don't think you're wrong, but now I'm just trying to cast the rest of the Wild Thornberrys, like, in my head.
Sheamus is Nigel.
First of all, immediate response. I love that. Without thinking. Sheamus is Nigel.
Ella.
I don't mean to like be like, well, the Irish have to stick together, but Becky does feel like kind of the one of like, I have everything on lock. Kind of feels like the mom of Wild Thornberrys. I think that's fair.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I think that's fair. I'm now getting lost with the rest of the Wild Thornberry siblings, but this is a really good use of your time because I know you have to work tomorrow. So let's just.
Oh, no, I'm good. We're good to go. Like I said, I'll just be sitting and rotting. I love this stuff. Sidetracking is my the main event. I was having a conversation about NASCAR. I can multitask very well.
It's true. We're going to talk about that offline because I have questions. But Will, chiming in, getting those super chats and humper chats as we're coming down the home stretch here, saying, nice to see Solo. Watch the pay-per-view, seeing Paul Heyman looking at Jay. Yeah, it seemed like Solo had his eyes out a little bit here. And I do like that he said, ever since Roman lost our title.
I know.
It was a really good choice because Roman kind of built all of his manipulation off of, like, we're all, my results are your results, right? Like, don't you want to help me? Because if I succeed, then everybody here succeeds. So, like, when Roman messes up, Solo is like, I'm returning that energy, actually. So, kind of liked that in that backstage.
I mean, Roman wouldn't have had the title if it wasn't for Solo. So, fair.
Exactly.
He had part ownership of it.
And see, now you said before we went on air that Sean was, like, messaging you saying that we'll take credit for your success now that you're finally on a Fightful stream. It's kind of the same thing. Like, that's, Sean is like, I'm the tribal chief. He's like always throwing up the one. You're going to slow.
Are you comparing Sean to Roman Reigns right now? Oh my God.
I don't know about Roman's drop toe hold, but I do think, like, you could Samoan spike Sean for sure. Like, I have no doubt about that.
Oh, zero hesitation. Yeah, that'd be, I could do that. See, I'm never going to be on a Fightful stream ever again. I'm immediately
Oh,
done.
Yes, you will. You can come out here and bury Sean. You're invited back. Like, that's just the way that goes. So.
Dope, got it.
We move into our main event. AJ Styles versus Randy Orton that had, like, 20 minutes behind it. And boy, I'm glad they did because this was so much fun. Something we're seeing in the new era. I don't know if you heard, but it is a new era. They've told us that many, many, many times.
Yes.
But we're seeing main events of weekly episodic television get treated with more importance. The Sammy and Chad Gable stuff was really important in Montreal. Just everybody having more time. Important women's matches being profiled there. Like, I like that these main events are feeling like main events. This one kind of snuck up because it's just a tournament match, but giving it time between two people who are the best to ever do this was a really wise call, and I appreciated that so much. But we get a really fun ending here, and that we get a Styles clash countered by an RKO, which was very, very clever. All sorts of fun stuff in this match. There was a calf crusher that Randy blocked. I love when people block the calf crusher because if it's one of those moves that it's, if it's ever been blocked, everybody should try that counter. But I like AJ persisting and sticking with it to get it locked in. And then, man, this sequence that I had to go back and double check that I wrote it down right. Randy setting up for the hanging DDT from the barricade, but AJ getting free from that and then jumping to the announce table, which I think you said on stream, no sold here, but getting that phenomenal forearm. And Randy catching the back suplex on the apron. Really, really, really fun stuff. And then back onto the announce table. These guys showed out. Randy Orton is one of those guys where if he's interested in something, you know it. If he's disinterested in something, you also are extremely aware of that. He was into it tonight.
He's been so into it.
Yeah, he's been into a lot of this run back. I feel like he was having fun with Kevin Owens in there. I wouldn't be surprised if it comes down to him and Gunther, because you need a legendary babyface in Saudi Arabia to lose to Gunther. I talked through that with Alex Pulaski last week. If this isn't going to be a way to get to a Bloodline Civil War angle, which I think is a waste of a tournament because you can get that outside of the tournament.
Yeah, you don't finals, need to use that for it.
Yeah, I think a finals of Randy Orton and Gunther is a really fun way to go, especially considering that the pay-per-view is in Saudi Arabia. They're going to want those legend types there, right?
That's usually how that goes.
Yeah, I didn't even really have that on my radar until a previous co-host had pointed that out, and I was like, that actually makes a hell of a lot of sense. So what did you think of this? I thought it was a blast of a main event.
I was tired just watching them. You know, I think it's so cool. Like, I think it's awesome that I'm not calling them old, but to have, you know, two of the guys that have been doing this for as long as they've been doing it, still being able to get the reactions that they get and being on top of their game. They're both in freaking best shape of their careers, you know, and it's so fun to see. I secretly love AJ Styles. I don't think I'd ever, I have to promo on every single thing that I am on that I call him emo Steve Blackman. So, like, I can't like outwardly enjoy and like him, but God, he's good. He's good. He's good. And that's one of those things. Yeah. And that's one of those things where people, you know, I didn't know a lot about him before WWE. I knew of him. I knew who he was. I didn't watch a lot of Impact. I didn't watch a lot of TNA. So, you know, people always like, how dare you? Like, shut up. I can still notice that he is phenomenal.
But he's pretty good at this.
He's kind of good. First, AJ Styles guy, man. He's pretty great.
You don't immediately recognize Tongaloa, and then I find out you're not an Impact stand during the worst years that it existed.
Yeah, crazy times, right?
I thought we brought somebody credible onto Fightful, but
she knows nothing. Get rid of her.
We're not very credible, I hear, but Mr. Wax saying Sheamus is Nigel Thornberry is amazing.
Smashing.
It is amazing. It's smashing. What was their accent supposed to be? He was just nondescript, I feel like. Nondescript.
I honestly don't know what he was, because he had the accent and the rest of them didn't.
You can tell Randy is having a blast. That match with Emo Steve Blackman was great.
Killed it. Killed
it. You're an icon. Do you see this? I'm sorry, Sting. The icon Wheezy is in the house tonight. My God. I love this too. Will also pointing out that I hate how Randy kept selling his back because I believe it. I hate how Brian sells it also. That's why they're great. I hate when wrestlers are good at their jobs when it comes to selling injuries. It's the worst.
Randy match. Incredible. I even said that today. Every single Randy match. I love it, but I hate it because I'm like, you okay? Are you okay? I can't tell.
They're all sickos. Kevin Owens is great at it. Ricky Starks is great at it. Oh, the worst. The worst. But we got another chat that came in from Corwin81, who sent in a Humper chat saying, I acknowledge my Fightful Chief Kate and the wise Wheezy. Well, thank you. Thank you. If anybody's going to take credit for Wheezy's success, it's going to be the gal that booked her, okay? I was the one who popped onto her Twitch stream and was like,
you did it the right way. You got to just like catch me in the moment like that. And I'll be like, yeah, sure. My emails, I'll be like, yeah, I'll get to it later.
Well, because I DM'd you and then I was like, she's doing reaction streams right now. She's not going to see this. And I was like, let me see if I can live with the peer pressure. And it worked.
It worked. It worked.
So in a week that was about harassing women, I don't want to like encourage that idea. Don't do that. But it worked for me tonight.
You didn't harass me. You peer pressured me in the best way. And my audience honestly helped too, because there was just a stream of do it. I guess I'm doing it.
You're like, guess I'm gonna be tired. Do this on a Friday night. Mr. Wax, I love it so much. Who do we think is next for Emo Steve Blackman? And please, with your response, answer in another silly nickname.
Ooh, that's great. Because I actually don't even know who's, I don't know.
Like, is Baron Corbin going to be working face? Because you could sign me up for Baron Corbin versus Emo Steve Blackman.
It seems like it, and I would be on board for that as well. 1000%.
The blonde line for life. Join us, Kate. The ones. Andrade, someone saying in the chat. I think Andrade is going to be working heel. I think.
It seems like it.
He feels like he should be a heel because he's never understood friendship in his whole life. So that just feels like a very heelish thing. Like,
yeah.
Every promo he gives is he's like, I'm here for money, not for friendship. So.
No, I am a third generation luchador. I am here. Yeah. I will see you next week.
Was Andrade on stream with me? That sounded so just like him.
I told you, I do impressions. You believe me, I do. I do mean Gunther too. I can't, but it's got to come naturally. I can't it's got to come from the heart.
I appreciate it and I respect it. And that's the end of our show.
We did it.
Look at that. We made it through in an hour. With my favorite guest host ever, because we made it through in an hour, and you're wonderful.
I'm right to the point, man. I'm pretty straightforward.
I
can ramble
that,
about bro. Certain things, but I'm pretty.
What do you ramble
solid
about?
In my judgments.
NASCAR for sure.
Listen, there was a great fantasy team when I was in high school for NASCAR, and I just was on it, and it was a period of time. Okay.
I love that for you. I'm a monster truck gal. So
I love that I stopped watching wrestling in high school, but I was on a NASCAR fantasy league. I'm just putting that together right now. Okay.
You can't get away from it. You can't get away from like that vibe. You can't get away from the vibe.
Are who you are.
Well, that concludes our show. Wheezy, you're everywhere. You're on everybody's reels. You're on everybody's TikToks. You're on X. You're hanging out with my boss at Squared Circle Expo. You're getting invited to all these conventions. You're the creme de la creme of this industry. You are Wheezy Blonde. But where can people keep up with you with all these things?
You can keep up with me on Instagram and Twitter. On both of those, my name is It's Wheezy Blonde. You have to put the ITS in the middle, in the beginning of it. It's Wheezy Blonde. On Twitch and YouTube and TikTok, I am just Wheezy Blonde. Fairly easy to find me. I just do things. I'm told that people find me random places and then I just pop up. I hear I'm everywhere. I don't know how it's happening, but I'm just having fun and doing the thing. And thanks for letting me do wrestling stuff and welcoming me in and letting me do Fightful things with the Fightful people and doing cool stuff. I appreciate it.
Hell yeah. Well, the reason why is because you work really hard and you're really nice to people. So there's no secret sauce.
It's not too hard. It's not too hard to do. Just be nice. Be good people.
That's a stream for another time that we're going to do.
We're
going to talk on some things. But RJ asking if you can do a Liv Morgan impression. Is there a Wheezy revenge tour in you? She's kind of hard to do an impression of, I feel like.
She would be kind of hard, but I feel like I could get the nasally kind of like cadence down and a little bit of drag that she has. I could do it.
Okay. And then when you come back here, we'll be like, watch me. And that's what's up. How about that? That's our show for tonight. You can find me at Miss Kate Fabe on social media. You can find me here on Fightful Select every Saturday and Monday for the most part. Tuesdays, Thursdays, and Fridays here on the main channel doing your NXT, ROH, and SmackDown post shows, and Wednesdays at the Mark Order Podcast. Tomorrow, though, catch me at Excite Wrestling doing commentary where All Ego Ethan Page is the Excite Wrestling champion. I think we might be on IWTV instead of Twitch, so keep an eye out for that. But I will be on commentary back in my hometown of upstate New York. Lots of fun to be had there. Guys, have a safe and wonderful wrestling weekend. We thank you so much for joining us. We thank Wheezy for filling in last minute. How awesome was she? Chat her up. Please go follow her on socials. Give her all of your Twitch bits that you possibly can. Hey, thank you, Sammy Brothers, for becoming a new member over here. Give the stream a like on your way out. Show love for Wheezy in the comments, would ya? Have a safe and wonderful wrestling weekend. We are out of here. Bye.
Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Synovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at synovus.com. Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Synovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at synovus.com.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.